With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. For cannabis customers and growers alike, Christmas came early this year. More specifically, it came on Wednesday. For that day only, the state of Colorado waived the 10% retail tax charged to recreational pot buyers and the 15% excise fee levied when the substance is moved from cultivation centers to retail outlets. The holiday was courtesy of the State Taxpayers Bill of Rights, or TABOR, which mandates that when total tax collections in any year exceed projections, new taxes must be set to zero. In this case, legislators chose to set marijuana taxes to zero for one day, then reinstate them. The financial break led to long lines at retail pot shops in some Front Range areas, but Cortez sellers said they did not see much of a surge. In other tax news, supporters of a proposed sales and use tax for an expansion of Southwest Memorial Hospital in Cortez are planning four public forums to discuss the proposal, which will be on the November ballot. The tax, which would amount to 4 cents on every $10 transaction, would fund a $14.2 million expansion of the hospital's Mildred Road campus. The first of the forums has been set for Tuesday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Cortez. In other news, congressional leaders from Colorado called for Good Samaritan legislation at a joint committee hearing Wednesday into the August 5th Gold King Mine disaster on the Animas River. Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner and 3rd District Representative Scott Tipton all said they support such legislation, which makes it easier for outside groups to clean up polluted mines by freeing them from liability for their actions. Supporters say it would encourage reclamation of hundreds of toxic sites. Critics, however, worry that loosening the rules could lead to unintended consequences. Tipton used Wednesday's hearing to lambast the EPA, which accidentally caused the spill, for what he terms an infuriating level of hypocrisy related to the incident. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.